larger. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I approve to a motion to approve the agenda.
A second?
A second.
And who was that, the second?
Clarissa Taylor.
Thank you.
Okay, all in favor, please say A so the secretary can record your vote. All opposed, please say nay.
Aye.
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 Any abstentions? Please say abstain. Okay, so now what we will do is we will go over and review and approve the meeting minutes from our last meeting. The minutes have been provided to you, and are there any corrections?
Does everybody have the minutes?
Well, I do I need to share my screen to, or do I just read the minutes?
You can read them.
Okay. Yeah. So the minutes from last. I have a lot of windows open here. That's the wrong window. Thank you guys for bearing with me. Okay, so the minutes from our last meeting, the agenda was followed as outlined. We had a vacant parent seat that we did not fill. And the minutes from the previous meeting was approved. We also decided which dates would be public to the community. We discussed possible goals such as increasing partnerships and community engagement as our initiatives. Mr. Harvey gave his principal report. We talked about how we did not lose any teachers for leveling. However, some classes were reconstructed. The CARES Act funding is used for tutors from the university tutors. And at that time we had not had APTT, and then we discussed that APTT will be virtual for the fall. That is our minutes, our previous minutes.
Okay, so are there any corrections? I don't think so. If there are no further corrections, may I have a motion to approve the previous meeting's minutes?
I, Heather Brown, motion that we approve the previous meeting's minutes.
A second?
I second. Clarissa Taylor.
Thank you.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, please say abstain. Okay, so the next thing that we will go into is the action items. So our first action item, our list of action items are to approve the agenda, fill any vacant positions, fill open community member seats, approval of previous minutes, and finalize strategic plan in preparation for budget discussion. And Mr. Harvey, I will turn that on you.
Okay, just a couple of things that I want to. And Ms. Whitaker is here now, so we do officially have a quorum. So we'll go back to our vote. Actually, we could go ahead and talk about our vacant position. So at this point, we have a few vacant positions, parent guardian position that we have identified a applicant parent that was very interested in becoming a member and being, what's the word I can use? someone we can count on to come to meetings on a regular basis. We also are going to have to, and it just came up, we're going to have to identify a new swing seat because the person we identified is no longer able to fill that role at this point. And that would be Mr. Davis. So what I want us to do is talk about our parent and go ahead and get that seat filled today. And so Dr. McKeever, could you share just a bit of information that you received about from the parent who would like to become a part of the GO team?
Yes. Let me her card here. Her name is Tierra Wells. She has a second grade daughter in Miss Arnold's classroom. I don't know what I did with her sheet. Oh, here it is. She just expressed that she, you know, was interested in joining the GO team. She was interested in sharing information with teachers, staff, and the community, and was eager to build partnership. So she submitted her interest, and we just kind of talked it over with her today to just kind of give her a synopsis of what the GO team is. And she seemed to be really receptive.
Yes. So Miss Wells, her daughter, as she said, second grade daughter in Miss Arnold's class. And we did have that conversation with her today, telling her, giving her the schedule and so forth. And she said she would be able to commit to being an active member of the GO team. So at this time, I would like to propose a motion that we vote for Miss Tierra Wells to fill the third and final parent seat on our GO team. And she would serve out the term, which the parent we had was elected in the spring of last year to serve this year and next year. And her kids transferred. She moved out of the area. So it would be to fill the position for this year and next school year as well. So would someone please propose a motion that we vote on Ms. Tierra Wells as a member of the GO team?
I, Heather Brown, move that we vote for Tierra Wells as the parent member of the GO team.
Would someone please second?
I second the motion, Olivia Skates.
Okay. So all people in favor of Ms. Tierra Wells being elected to serve out the remaining term of the vacant parent seat on our GO team, would you please say aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I heard two ayes. Everybody say aye or anybody say? Okay. I need to know who said aye. Ms. Taylor, Ms. Brown.
Ms. Thacker said aye.
Okay, Ms. Thacker, we're going to record that.
Yes.
All right. Are there any? Oh, Ms. Whitaker cannot unmute. So, Ms. Whitaker, you could just type in your vote. Okay. And are there any nays? All right, the ayes have it. So, we have, like I said, we will get in touch with Ms. Wells so that she will be a part of our future GO team meetings.
Can you spell her first name? Or can someone spell her first name?
Dr. McKeever, can you spell it? Because I don't want to spell it wrong. You have the official paper.
Sure, it's spelled T-I-E-R-R-A, Tierra, Wells, W-E-L-L-S.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Finally, in our action items, the final part of our action item is our strategic plan going into next or to the budget season. So So as you know, our budget season will start take place in January. So our real big work is really going to get started in February as we create the budget for the 2023 fiscal school year. With our budget, I will be attending our budget session at the beginning of January. I think January 10th is where the budget will be released to me. And then at that point, we will begin our discussions about where we want to go based on our needs as a school going into next school year. So with that being said, just going to share our strategic plan. I'm still sharing. Hold on. Okay. Can everybody see that? I guess I need to pump it up. Hold on, let me get it. Okay. All right. So this is the strategic plan that we've been utilizing over the last few years. It does need to be updated. As you can see, priorities are built across building Lexile levels, early literacy skills, writing, and our, of course, math is an area that we want to add to that. Would you agree that increasing math levels or proficiency levels is an area that we want to put a focus on and add to this strategic plan?
Yes.
Be back. All right. So one of the areas, if you could just grab in the minutes, is that we're going to add math to this school priority. Okay. And most of these areas we are already working on, but of course, we use a strategic plan to determine where our funds are, how we're going to divvy our funds going into next school year. If you also look at it, the school strategies are the things that we'll be doing to try to reach these goals. And if you look at the talent management, we're talking about teacher recruitment, training, and so forth. Our resources would be our Title I and budget allocations and applications for grants. And of course, we will in culture how we can improve our social emotional learning, our parent involvement, enrichment activities, and community outreach. So if you look at the middle column, it has just a few strategies that we'll be utilizing. And as you know, I shared with you earlier this year our school improvement plan. So that will be used in conjunction with this strategic plan to make our decisions in January. And I'll go over this further in January as we introduce our budget. Okay. So as looking at this, are there any questions about our about strategic plan? Anything that you think we need to consider when we're talking about priorities? That is not here other than math, which is what we're going to add. Are there any other things that the team feels like we should delve into or really look into? Okay, I didn't hear anything, so I'm going to take that as we keep our priorities as is. Hello?
Well, I'm still reading, trying to process the strategic plan.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, remember, this is just these are just kind of high leverage strategies. Our specific strategies are more, because they are more numerous, are in our school improvement plan, which divides everything into our APS 5.
Gotcha. And you say, so the only thing that's added was math. So I see increased, like, so reading is already, I see increased Lexile level, built early literacy. Right. Like, that's already been there.
Yes.
Okay. So yes, I.
I will probably, and if the team agrees, I will bring down, I will change the GMAS on the key performance measures. I will change that to match the school improvement plan. Because school improvement plan, we said 5 to 7%. And I want the school improvement plan to kind of match what our strategic plan says. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's all we have for our right now for our strategic plan and our getting ready for the budget discussion. And so just be prepared for meetings to be a little longer once budget gets started, the budget discussions get started, and we'll be ready to rock and roll. Okay. Kick it back over to our chair at this time.
Okay, so now we will move into our discussion items. We have three discussion items today. It is school branding. We said an atrium makeover and an increase in partnerships. To share our universal screener data and to share the ACES review.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to let the team start the discussion. We started a discussion on our school branding. And a part of that atrium makeover was a part of the school branding discussion. So when we left off, Ms. Brown had made a comment that we want our school to screen Heritage Academy when you walk through the building, what we're about, who we are. And so what I want to start the discussion, because what I want to do today is kind of have some takeaways, some specific things that we want to start working on to make that branding happen and occur. So I'm going to kick it off with, what are your ideas for us? What are some first steps that we can take? Or what's a vision? And what are some first steps we can take in order to bring this school branding to fruition? So that's the conversation that I'm throwing on the floor and that we can start taking notes on and getting ideas. So anyone who wants to get this conversation started can go ahead. So I started like this. One of the things I remember we did a while ago, and some of you may remember, we just didn't have, it wasn't the best quality, but I remember we used to have action shots. We made poster-sized action shots pictures and hung them around the school. So you might have a teacher working with a small group, and we had a picture of that, and we made it poster size, and we framed them and put them around the school in strategic points. So as you walk through the school, you kind of see things that happen in Heritage, and that's kind of what we're about. Does anybody remember when we did that? Ms. Brown, do you by chance remember that?
A little bit. I do remember seeing some action shots around. More recently, we had the TV screens in the atrium, which we used to show off what was happening and videos and still images. But then I heard that just isn't working anymore and we can't figure out why.
So we have put in a, what is it called? Ticket. We put in a ticket. Well, no, we've gone beyond ticket.
We've actually put in a requisition to purchase new equipment on one side, and I think the other side is repairable. And I know I'm talking like I don't know what I'm talking about because I got the quote from Dr. Barber, but the way it's working is that it will be up and running hopefully soon.
Okay. So that is one way, Miss, you're correct. Ms. Brown, and we have in action, we've already put that part in action.
I think in addition, we need to sort of just communicate better with our community about the good things that are happening at Heritage. So if that's through social media, through class stories or dojo or whatever, but I think we don't do as well as some other schools with showing what's happening at our schools. Like I get a little Twitter thing every day about, you know, what's happening, and I see all schools posting their little events and their things that they've done. And we do things, but we don't always shout them out.
So let me ask this. So do you, so social media is one way.
To improve branding.
Okay, right. So how do we do that? Do we need to get a small committee of people that will commit to doing that? Whether it be our communications ambassador is Dr. Barber for the school. And do we start there with Dr. Barber? Hey, this is the vision that the GO team has. Can she get maybe two or three people who can, you know, get these, who will agree to collect the pictures and things and post them to the school Twitter?
I think that's a good idea, but I also think it should be, you know, as long as you trust the staff to do it on their own, encourage that. I mean, we had a thing once in Gifted where they said, oh, we're going to, and they just did it at random. It was like, oh, we're doing a prize for the teachers who tweeted the most. And I was like, oh, I hardly ever tweet. But then I was like, I should tweet. That would be a good thing to show what I'm doing, you know? And so even if you just said, hey, we want you to start doing it, I think it helps. But I think you also have to have a targeted person like Dr. Barber doing it as well, so that you know.
Dr. Barber, I get, would be the person that would handle the school Twitter feed, or Dr. McKeever. So Dr. Barber and Dr. McKeever, I think, have the school Twitter information. Am I correct, Dr. McKeever?
Correct.
So, you know, they can handle the school Twitter account.
Right. But even if you just post something on yourself and then tag the school, like, that's what I would do usually.
Okay.
You know, like we go to debate tournaments and stuff, I take a picture and tag the school, tag the Gifted office so that it shows up in their feed as well.
I have an, maybe do like a school-wide competition where we have a lot of talented artists in our building. We're a STEM school. They can use technology, maybe come up with a brand that kind of, kind of embodies like our culture, like the STEM or something. The students can create something, then we vote, and maybe that could be part of our branding, and it could be blown up on posters around.
Making a t-shirt contest.
Yes.
Put on a t-shirt for, even if we don't do the t-shirt for next year, but we could still do it for this year.
Yeah. Still.
Okay. Those all sound like great ideas. Any others?
If we're talking about doing stuff for the atrium, maybe we could have a theme for every couple of months and have groups even say, hey, here's your theme. Go and decorate the atrium, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you said, you know, kindergarten, first grade, your theme, it's January, it's, you know, new beginnings or whatever, and just have them do it. It might be kind of different. People might get into it. They may not, but at least, you know, something that you could try or think about.
Okay. So in the atrium, you're saying like a theme like, give me an example. SEL thing, thought mindfulness.
Yes.
Or I'm sorry, self, what is it called?
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness. Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm like, self-awareness. So you're saying like that be the theme in the atrium, self-awareness, and we put different things around the atrium that deal
with self-awareness.
Self-awareness. It might have strategies, examples of self-awareness, pictures of students might maybe showing, you know, a random acts of kindness, which is kind of about
or self-awareness. Even where kids can come and write on the board what they know about themselves, what they love about themselves, and you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
But, yeah, for whichever, you know, group you put it towards.
Okay.
Doing it, you know. I wouldn't want to do it like all the time, but have something that could stay up maybe a month or two at a time and then switch to something else, a different theme or something.
Okay. So we got some great ideas. I want just one of these ideas to start with, just to kick it off. So which one do you think would be the most high leverage, easiest for us to kind of kick off and get everyone involved?
Social media.
Social media. So as a GO team, just at getting everybody's opinion, are we focusing on Twitter, tweeting out? That's about the only one I do. I don't have Instagram, but I do have a principal. So we're gonna say Twitter. So hours moving forward, what we will do, and we'll probably kick this off in January. I'm not gonna try to kick it off in these 2 weeks. But in January, mention to or talk to the staff about tweeting great things that are happening on your grade level in your classrooms. And I'll probably put some parameters around it. We don't want anything out that I don't trust anybody, but I think you always have to put some parameters around what we're asking people to do. And we have a contest for who could tweet the most. Let's put it that way.
Sounds good to me.
Do you all agree with that? So that'll be our first step. I would say we come back a month later, maybe in February, and just mention, we'll be into budget then, but just mention how we think it's working out. And we start looking at how we can add another piece to our branding. And I think a lot of the branding needs to come from the school, the really branded. One school, it is funny because I always think it's us. I think one of the better schools that has done an excellent job at branding themselves social media wise is Harper Archer. Because now everybody in the district knows when you see HAES, that's Harper Archer Elementary School. And I always think about Heritage Academy Elementary School when I see HAES. But they have done an excellent job of branding themselves as HAES. And so everybody knows it because they're on social media pumping that HAES, pumping things up on the website and on other social media platforms. All right, great. All right, we'll now go to our, hold on, trying to find out. We'll go to our next budget item. I'm sorry, not budget item, but our next agenda item. And I'm going to share again. All right, everybody see that? Okay. All right, next is our ACEs, and I'm not going to spend much time on this because a lot of you already know about ACEs, but quickly, every school in the district had to did an ACEs presentation for the superintendent and the cabinet, which basically talked about where you stand in terms of your fall test scores in terms of the MAP assessment, and what are your action steps or what steps are you going to take? What is the data telling you and what action steps you're going to take in order to increase student outcomes? Because that's what it's all about. Just a couple of things with the board. They have voted to make sure that 50% of all board meetings are dedicated to student outcomes. So they have a new saying that they utilize, student outcomes governance. So our student outcomes focus governance. So there will be a lot of there will be, they will be really looking at data and how, what strategies and action steps we're taking as schools in order to increase student outcomes. So just quickly, a lot of our action steps are around implementation of our tier one instruction. That's the instruction that we're offering to all students. And that goes through building teacher capacity, implementing our chosen curriculums, and observation and feedback. Also looking at our students with disabilities, really working more on our co-teaching models and looking at the feedback that we're giving to our co-teachers to make sure that special education teachers who are pushing into the regular classroom are just as familiar with student standards as the regular education teachers. And finally, offering tier two, tier three support through tutoring and also tutoring for our students who are bubble students, who are right on the cusp of being proficient, and those who are already proficient. And so all of this comes out of our budget. The budget, these things were planned last school year during our budget season last year. All of these things we're implementing here, we put money into the budget to facilitate those items. In January, our staff members, our teachers, will be kind of doing a kind of the same type of presentation, looking at their classroom data and creating action steps to utilize to have a even greater impact on student outcomes in their classrooms. Currently, in talking about our winter map, we're still in the process of testing students or assessing students with the winter map. So I'm not going to put our data out yet because we still have students that are assessing in all grade levels. We're doing makeups now, so a majority of our students have taken, but any number of students taking the assessment can change the outcomes or the numbers and the proficiency. And so we'll probably look at that more so in January once we finish all winter map assessment, which we should be done by midweek next week. Are there any questions about our ACEs or the ACEs presentation and map?
Is it possible to have a copy of the ACEs presentation?
Sure. Yep.
Thank you.
You like a copy?
Yeah, you know I'm a nerd. I just like to see data.
Okay, great. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna pull up. Okay. All right. Next on the agenda, I'm gonna turn it over to Ms. Skates again.
Okay, so we will now move on to information items. First is the principal's report, and the principal will give you a report, Mr. Harvey.
Okay, and right now there's not that much to report. Just a few just general items. You know, we're currently having our book fair, our Scholastic Book Fair, which will be until this this Friday. And the sales have been excellent. I mean, the kids have really been buying books. And I'm really excited about purchasing those books. So kudos. Of course, you know, some of those proceeds go to Heritage Academy. So the more we sell, the better. Our winter holiday programs will be taking place next Wednesday. Mr. Taylor is in process now of filming. He'll be filming tomorrow. Parts of it, speaking parts have already been filmed, and the grade level parts will be filmed tomorrow. It will be a virtual affair. We have a few people who are getting together to determine how we're going to present that virtually. So we want to do something kind of like we did with the Teacher of the Year program last year, where we bring everybody online on Zoom at a certain time at, you know, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock on Wednesday. And then we present the program virtually as a group and not just, you know, everybody get on. I don't want to just post it somewhere and people just get on when they get on. We want it to be a community affair. And so until we can be face to face, we feel like doing it that way will help it feel like a community event. Okay. Of course, you know, we are coming up on our winter break. So winter break will start next week. And I'm sorry, the end of next week. Let me say, make clear that up. We do have to come to work next week. But it will take place and teachers will come back for a planning day on January 3rd. That will be a school-based planning day. Ours would be more so around STEM because we will be coming up on our STEM cognitive evaluation, which takes place in February. In terms of our STEM evaluation, Ms. Ware now is getting groups together. We do have groups that will have to be interviewed for our evaluation. We have a student group. We have to have 5 to 7 students participating in that interview. We have a teacher interview panel. And so they will be interviewing 5 teachers. And then we have a community interview where they will be interviewing 5 community/business partner people. And then they will be interviewing the leadership team or the administrators of the school. So Ms. Ware will let you know if she's chosen you to be one of the interviewees. She's going to prepare you. She's going to work with you to make sure that you are well prepared for the interviews. The other parts of the evaluation involve Ms. Ware now. She's working on the narratives. There's a lot of, you know, you all helped us in staff member. I'm sorry, our staff helped us in staff meeting a few weeks ago with some of the areas that we have to look at and make sure we have evidence for. And also Ms. Ware will be uploading the evidence over the next couple of months. And the evidence is really around our implementation of PBLs and just how STEM is throughout the school. Okay. That's all I have at this time. Are there any questions about those things that we that I discussed? Okay. You also see CARES Act funding updates. As you know, we received extra funds this year for from the federal government. We received about $200,000 in CARES Act money. We utilize that money to pay the tutors that come in during the day, to pay that company. And we also hired a paraprofessional, created a paraprofessional position there with that money. And we also utilized it to purchase materials and supplies for the entire staff. So that is how our CARES Act money has been encumbered this school year. So that's all I have for information items. Are there any questions? All right, I'll turn it over to Ms. Gates.
Okay, and there is no public comment today, correct, Mr. Hurd?
That is correct.
Okay, does anyone have any announcements for the good of the group? If there are no announcements, we can go ahead and adjourn the meeting. We've reached the end of our agenda. Is there any additional business at this time? May I motion to adjourn the meeting?
I, Heather Brown, move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second.
A second?
I, Clarissa Taylor, second.
All in favor, please raise your hand. All opposed, please raise your hand. Any absentations, please raise your hand. Okay, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
Okay.